This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bring in our pal Jeff Hathorn, who covers the Steelers for us. Jeffrey, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Ron. How are you?
I'm doing really well. It looks like there's going to be a game after all tomorrow. I'm still holding my breath a little bit, but I know the league feels like the Ravens outbreak is just about over and they feel safe to play. I know the Steelers feel like they're ready to play too, don't they?
They do. They're anxious. They did get a little bit of a break, but you know, they want to keep this season moving. When you're on a roll, you mean you won your first 10, the last thing you want to do, I mean, you want to have a bye week in there, but you don't want to have all this scheduling things. You know, they thought they were playing Thursday and you saw some of the reactions when they didn't. You know, they want to keep this train moving, and you know, for the most part, they've done a good job and are relatively healthy heading in.
Yeah, they are, but they're going to be without a couple guys too, right? No James Conner, no Stephon Tuitt. I guess Isaiah Bugs, Gerald Hawkins not going to play. A couple coaches as well. From what you saw yesterday, you heard on the conference calls, what's a concern about James Conner? Because he's a cancer survivor, and that can be a tough situation with COVID-19.
Yeah, I don't think There was no concern early in the year because we had asked him, hey, in this environment, are you worried? And he said, no, I'm beyond cancer. I've moved on. And he said there were no medical issues for him to play this year. So I would expect that he would have the same minor symptoms that other players have had. As for the, you know, running game itself, that's the question. I mean, Benny Snell had 113 yards the first game. And then he's had 80 cents. You know, Jalen Samuels had that one game against the Patriots where he went off for 142, but he has 8 yards all year. So, I mean, they have a couple of guys that have had 100-yard games in this league. But, you know, I don't know how they fill those shoes will be interesting. And then Tuitt, I mean, Tuitt's been a different difference maker on that defense. And you know, yeah, you'll rotate guys and, yeah, next man up, but there will be a loss, especially against a team that likes to run the football.
Now, Conner is going to be out for two games because he's had tested positive. He's got to be out 10 days. Tuitt, I did not see if he's tested positive or if they've decided he's a high-risk guy. Do you know anything about that? Could he conceivably play against Washington next Sunday?
Conceivably, we don't know whether he is a test positive or just a contact tracing at this point. The Steelers won't disclose, and he has not disclosed through any means what his situation is. And, you know, that would be a pleasant surprise that come Washington that he'd be able to get on the field. And I think the biggest thing is let's hope we do get to play tomorrow and then that the Steelers get to play again on Sunday.
I mean, the Ravens are down 11 starters, 7 of them on offense, including Lamar Jackson. Obviously, I think a big loss yesterday, they announced Mark Andrews, you know, their Pro Bowl tight end. He's their best receiver. He's going to be out. The two running backs, Dobbins and Mark Ingram, are going to be out. How do the Steelers lose this game? I mean, the depth on the Baltimore team, it's unbelievable to look at the depth chart.
It really is. And then the reports of Billy Snead as well, who's another key receiver, a guy that won't be Lamar Jackson, but that RG3 would look to go to because of his experience. I don't know how they would lose this game. However, I believe this is one of those games where if Mike Tomlin were coaching the Ravens in this situation, and I think Harbaugh is cut from the same cloth, they are going to pour into these guys. No one believes you could do it. They think you stink. They're going to go out there, and the Steelers just think they're going to embarrass you because they don't think you're any good, and they're going to play that up. And there are going to be professionals playing in this game, and they will be paid, and you never say never. I do believe we're going to see a closer game than most people anticipate because of that motivation factor of the guys that, one, are getting an opportunity, and, two, some of these backups aren't so bad.
Well, you go back to last year, that last game of the year, and I know the circumstances are much different. The Steelers were all but eliminated from the playoffs. They needed a miracle. They went to Baltimore. I was there for that game, and the Ravens beat them 28-10 with no Lamar Jackson, no Mark Ingram. Gus Edwards ran for 130 yards. He's going to play tomorrow night. RG3, Robert Griffin III, didn't do much other than just manage the offense, and they still whooped the Steelers 28-10, and they ran for 223 rushing yards, Jeff. And we saw what Baltimore did against the Steelers in November when the Steelers managed to win. Baltimore still ran the ball all over them, 265 yards, the most in 27 years against the Steelers. I'm assuming they're going to continue to come in here trying to run the ball.
And let's be realistic. If the Ravens don't turn it over, they win that game. It was the turnovers that were the difference. The Steelers really weren't stopping their run game. It was the fact that they got some key turnovers, one return for a touchdown, the other deep in Ravens territory that they capitalized on. I mean, that was the difference in the game. It wasn't that the defense figured out how to stop them. And remember, RG3 ran for 50-some yards, if I remember, in that game, and didn't turn it over, didn't make mistakes that hurt them. And I think that's what they would ask him to do in this game, is not go make big plays, is not make mistakes or create turnovers. Now, the difference, too, here is they're without their top couple of running backs, and they're without their center. They're also without another offensive lineman. I mean, it's a rough situation. And, you know, Ron, I feel this way. It was like watching the Steelers play Baltimore without Ben Roethlisberger last year. It's such a great matchup. You really hate for either team not to have their full lineup because those games are just so memorable. But I completely agree with what the NFL is doing in this situation.
Well, they're not worried about competitive advantage. Look at what happened with Denver and the quarterbacks yesterday. They want to, as long as they feel the virus is contained and nobody is at additional risk by playing, they're going to play it come hell or high water. And mentioning Denver and the quarterbacks and Ben, man, the first thing I heard, you know, there are multiple reports that not just Danny Smith, the special teams coach, but Matt Canada also tested positive. I believe the NFL Network reported that. The Steelers announced he won't be coaching tomorrow night. The first thing I thought of was Ben. I mean, here's the quarterbacks coach, but apparently Ben is not at high risk in this situation, where I guess he was when Vance McDonald tested positive a few weeks ago.
Well, and I asked Tomlin the question of how do you make sure that you don't have an outbreak with one position on the team? And he said because they follow the rules, they do all their meetings virtually. They wear masks. They don't get too close, even when they're outside. They don't huddle up. They spread out when they're at practice. And he believes that's the reason that they don't have to contact trace. You know, they wear their tracing bracelet that they're supposed to wear. So they haven't had the same situation as, say, Baltimore had, because they feel like they're following the procedures. And since they're following the procedures, they don't have anything to worry about in that regard.
Yeah, that would be something, wouldn't that, if everything that's happening in Baltimore, if they'd have come back and said Ben has to sit out because he's a high-risk guy here. You know, we already went through that once after, I guess he sat next to Vance McDonald on the team plane or something, and they determined that that he was at high risk. I thought Cam spoke very eloquently yesterday about how you take nothing for granted, and he has become such a leader on this team for me. I don't know, were you on the conference call with him?
I was.
Were you as impressed as I was? He's just such a – I've said he's one of the most thoughtful guys I've ever been around, and I've been doing this for a long time. And It's kind of nice to know he's in that locker room spreading that message, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, he's well-educated, Ron. I mean, let's face
that. Oh, come on. He went to Ohio State. I'm not going to hold – he's not well-educated, but he's a smart man.
And, you know, it's funny. I'd asked him about the RG3 and the comparisons, and I love that answer too because he looked straight into the Zoom and said, you know, that's the guy we lost to last year. And that was it. Just that, like, determination. We're not going to let – we remember this guy. We're going to keep that edge – because RG3 beat us last year, and as a captain, that's exactly what I want to see. I want to see a guy that even when it looks like everything is tilted in your favor as far as the rosters, you still got to have that edge for the rest of the guys. And, yeah, I mean, and I think Mike Tomlin would probably listen to some of the things he said and take pride that he is picking up on a few of the things that Tomlin lays down.
You are listening to the Fan Morning Show. It is presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing. Jeff, we talked at length a little bit. We're allowed to look ahead. The Steelers are not allowed to look ahead. I get that. They have to be looking to Baltimore. But, man, I watched Kansas City just dominate Tampa last night. Now, Tampa scored a couple times late and had a chance to get the ball back. But how do you stop Patrick Mahomes in that offense? And how comfortable do you think the Steelers would be in a matchup against Kansas City?
Well, prayer helps, and damn Tom Brady, by the way, for the one time I'm rooting for the man, he can't get the job done. They look great offensively. I mean, the thing I think the Steelers have that no other team has to their level is their ability to pressure the quarterback. Now, you would have to stay gap sound because of the way that Mahomes could move around, but I do think they would have some success. It would just be a matter, to me, the matchup isn't even as much the Steelers' D against Patrick Mahomes' is, can the Steelers' offense keep up with the pinball machine? You know, can they score 35 points against the Chiefs' defense? And I do think they have the ability to do that. I hope that's the matchup. It'd be a hell of a game. And the biggest thing for me is I hope that matchup would be at Heinz Field. Not that there would be a big crowd advantage, but I just think – you know, the Steelers comfortable at home. While they've had AFC championship games out west that have gone well, I hope we get to the point, especially with all the COVID stuff going on, that A, the Steelers take care of their business, B, they're able to play the games, obviously, and man, C, I'd love to see that AFC championship game. I think it'd be memorable. It'd be a great matchup pitting by far the two best teams in the NFL right now.
I couldn't agree more, Jeff. And, you know, I've said this about Mahomes, and I don't know if he's going to win 6 Super Bowls like Brady, but I really think this kid has a chance to be the best quarterback to ever play the game. He's got to do it a while. I get that. He's got to stay healthy. But what he has shown me already, I say that very comfortably here. He's unbelievable.
The throws he makes, the angles that he throws from, the decisions – I mean, he rarely makes a bad decision, yet at times he's throwing underhanded, he's throwing shovel passes at, you know, when he's falling to the ground. I mean, the arm is impressive, and those things are great. But what separates him is what he does on the run and how he improvises is just amazing. You know, we had these conversations about Ben and MVP, and I believe Ben should be in the discussion, and I use this caveat. There is no way Ben Roethlisberger is as good an athlete or as flashy a quarterback as Patrick Mahomes. I mean, he's in his own class. I mean, even with Lamar Jackson and Kyler Murray, those are good young quarterbacks. But, man, Mahomes is far and away the best athlete or the best at his sport. Now, I don't know if that makes him the most valuable, but, man, he is the face of the NFL.
Yeah, he sure is, and it helps to throw to Tyreek Hill, doesn't it? How about the game he had yesterday? 269 yards, 13 catches, 3 touchdowns, 75, 44, and 20 yards on the touchdown. I don't know what Tampa Bay was doing. You can't cover him one-on-one, can you?
It's tough. And then if you do, then you let Travis Kelce run through the middle of the field, and he can get 150 yards on you. I mean, I think that's having those two is what really separates this team, because either one can have a monster game on you. And how about that matchup, Ron? where two of the guys who were all pros with the Steelers made no impact. I mean, Le'Veon Bell rushed for, what, under 10 yards, and Antonio Brown had two catches for 11 yards. So there's your two best teams where many they're touting that as a Super Bowl preview, and yet these two guys who thought they would find better pastures than the Steelers were just non-factors.
They were non-factors for sure. Le'Veon was 5 for 22, and he had two catches for 10 yards. And as you said, Antonio, two catches for 11 yards. I just saw the stat that Tyreek Hill leads the league in receiving yards, and Kelce is number two. What does that say about their passing attack when they got the two most prolific yardage guys in the game? That's why I would give the Steelers at this point about a 25% chance to win that game. I just think they are the two best teams in the certainly in the AFC. I think New Orleans is pretty good, especially if they get Drew Brees back. But Jeff, I don't know how you stop that Kansas City offense. I really don't. But fun to watch, wouldn't it?
They are fun to watch. But I would love. I mean, the competitor in Roethlisberger, give him one chance. To beat a team, I mean, with all the things that he's done in his career, I would love to see it. And I think the Steelers would absolutely have a chance to win that game. It wouldn't be, you know, I've seen the 6.5-point favorites for Kansas City. I mean, you can put that out there if you want, but I think it would be a hell of a football game.
Jeff, I appreciate it. We'll look forward to your work all week, especially tomorrow night, the Baltimore game. Keep your fingers crossed. It looks like we're going to have a game. I just think the NFL, they're going to forge ahead almost no matter what they have to face, you know, as long as they can feel like they're keeping the players relatively healthy. I'm not even going to say totally healthy. They want to get this in, and they got $15 billion reasons to have a football season, don't they?
Yeah, and we could be watching football in a snow globe, which could be pretty cool tomorrow night.
Yeah, we're supposed to get some snow. Thanks, Jeffrey. Have a great day, man. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Ron.
All right, the great Jeff Hathorn.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.